are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be back again on this spring day, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit of a white stuff this morning. Of course, this is just the beginning of what we could see. And we were talking a little bit beforehand here. The plows are ready and waiting when the call is made to get on out there and clean things up. But thankfully, it's going to be fairly warm, but that could make it wet and heavy too.
Yep, that's right, Dave. That's exactly right. The city hasn't taken the plows off their trucks yet. So, we're ready for this if we get as much as what they say we could. But like you say, it'll be wet, heavy snow. And so we're ready to go. We do have a couple sanding trucks out. It is slippery out there.
Right.
But the plows, we won't send those out until, we get more snow. And we'll keep those emergency snow routes open all day, and then we'll see what the situation brings. City offices are open, so if you need to conduct city business, everybody will be there. And we'll just see what the situation develops throughout the day. But we're prepared to get everybody, out there cleaning the streets if we need to.
Absolutely. Here we are in spring, and we thought this kind of stuff was over, but, Mother Nature.
Yep. Mother Nature, as we talked before, at least it's going to be warm,
Right.
So, and then over the weekend, so hopefully it won't be too long that it'll stick around.
Yeah, we can use the moisture, but like you said, hopefully it's a quick melt, because you want to get out there and do some construction, and you've got some projects planned.
Yes, we sure do. We've been standing by just waiting for the weather to cooperate so we can get started on some of the projects. One of the bigger ones that we've been looking at is the YMCA swimming pool. The city actually owns that, and it's hooked on the YMCA YMCA building, but the city actually owns that. And we've been wanting to treat the bowl of that pool for a number of years, but we knew we were getting the new water, and we didn't want to do anything before we got the new water treatment plant up
right
and running, because it did stain the bowl of that pool pretty significantly. We had a picture of it at the city commission meeting this week, and if anybody saw that, it was definitely
it was time.
Yep, definitely time. And the new surface that they put on pools nowadays, of course, the technology is much better than what it was, and in creating that type of surface, so that'll make that pool last for the next 20 years. It'll be nice and white, and the pool, the new water won't be staining it. So
right,
the pool's closed now for, it'll take a couple weeks to get that done. But so we drained the pool. We waited till after the state swim meet to drain the pool. We'll get that new surface put on and filled back up, and it'll just look brand new there.
Yeah, the improvements that you've made in the locker rooms and doing this,
yep,
it's a really nice makeover for the aquatic center.
Yeah, it really was. Through the years, like you say, we've done upgrades to the locker rooms. We've done upgrades to the entire the water heating system. We put new in that to heat the water. We put in new HVAC. So we've done a lot of improvements there. So that building we'll be able to carry the community for another 10, 20 years.
That is great. And speaking of water, we'll stay there. You've got the water main project that you're going to be working on here soon.
Yeah, we sure do. That, out by the state women's prison out there going out towards the golf course, we've got water lines on the north side of the road and the south side of the road. But they're what we call dead-end lines. They're not connected.
Right.
So if we have a repair out there, we have to just shut the water off. And the women's prison, the National Guard Armory out there, and some of those homes out in those areas would not have water. And so what we're going to do is, out by where you turn in to go to the golf course, we're going to bore under the highway there. And we're going to connect those two water lines. So it's got a complete circle there so that if we have a water main break or we have to do maintenance or something, we can still provide water to the women's prison, the National Guard Armory, and those bigger water customers. So that's been something we've been looking at, and it'll be from the golf course entrance clear back to Garfield where you turn up to the truck route. So just let the public know that there could be some, you know, rerouting the traffic out there. It's going to be a big project, but it's one that I'm really, really happy to get done, because that's always been, we've had to do repairs out there before, and we've had to do an alternate source of water for the women's prison, National Guard Armory temporarily.
Right.
And so that'll be a great project to get completed.
Absolutely. And something that people are wondering about with the airport, of course, waiting on the decision there, and that's kind of where everybody is right now.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's a waiting game. You know, I always hate to give an estimate on when a project might be done or when we might get, you know, word on a grant or, you know, an essential air service contract was one that, you know, I thought we'd have an answer by the middle of March. Well, obviously that didn't happen. So, but I do expect it here in April. The U.S. Department of Transportation, I'm told now just this week, I got information that that decision has been made and that it needs to go through the internal process of approval, and then they'll release the final decision on that. So we've had a lot of people asking when that was going to be done so they can plan their travels with the possibility of two hubs now, a Denver hub and a Minneapolis hub. So I just asked for patience until it gets through the federal system and gets back down here to local government. As soon as we know anything, we'll make sure we'll push that out to the public.
Right. We just have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, a little bit longer. And, you know, it's really, and I've said this before as we've talked about this, Pierre is still blessed to have a rural route.
Yes.
You know, they've canceled a lot of those rural routes nationwide, but Pierre has proven to be a good profitable route with the Essential Air Service subsidy. And so we're, whatever we get is a blessing.
It is. And Denver Air really has done a great job over this last couple of years. So you know that will continue. So we'll just wait and hear that final decision. And you're going to be doing some runway work out there.
Yes, we are. You know, this year we're going to complete that, what we call the crosswind runway. And, you know, the improvements we've done out there, we've done the new taxiway, we've done some work on the main runway, we've done we've concreted the ramp right in front of the terminal there, done some work on the walk, the enclosed walk to the plane, and now we're going to go to work on the crosswind runway. We're going to put a new surface on that, we're going to update all the lighting on that runway, fresh markings, and so that'll be a big project too. That'll start when this weather gets nice. So, you know, and we look at our street projects, our curb and gutter projects, and our street projects. We've got about 80 miles of streets in Pierre, and so we'll be doing a lot of overlay work, a lot of underground utility replacement, and then a new street. So, you know, we just ask for the public's patience, and you might have to pick a new route to work for a week until we get those things done. But, you know, the public's been so great supporting, you know, when we have to tear up a street and do our work that the public expects. So there'll be, once the weather gets nice, you'll start seeing that happening.
Yeah, and it's a fair trade-off for some great streets. I have to tell you, I've been to some other spots over the last couple of weeks where you get into the towns and cities and the roads are not that good. And here in Pierre, you do a great job keeping up on those.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. You know, overall, you know, we put another $1 million into our street budget several years ago and tried to work smarter, going in, doing curb and gutter into an area, one year and then coming back and doing the street, you know, rather than doing everything all in one year. It proved to be a quicker way to get projects done and didn't tie up traffic so much. So we've done a lot of, you know, looking at just the total street program in the community. And I think it's proven to be working.
Yep. Absolutely. Have to agree. Well, appreciate the update.
Yep, you bet. Always enjoy coming in and visiting about what's going on in the city.
Yeah, and we appreciate that as well. Be safe out there in the snow. And
yep.
You know, we'll hope for a nice warm weekend to melt it off.
Yep, let's hope so. Thank you,
all
Dave.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. There's Pier Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning for the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adams.